What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Kate has written to us with a gift-giving dilemma of a quite different kind. She writes, "Recently, whilst out to lunch with my friend and her daughter, we were discussing what her daughter might want for her 18th birthday present, and her daughter replied, Botox. I was horrified," writes Kate, "but kept my cool. I asked the mother how she felt about that, and her reply was, well, if it makes her feel good and that's what she wants, then sure." The soon-to-be 18-year-old says that all her friends are getting Botox, and apparently if you get it now, then it prevents wrinkles later on. "Should I have been honest and told the mother and daughter what I really think?" asks Kate. "That it's a terrible message for a woman so young to be taking on, that she has to have perfect skin to feel good about herself?" What do you think about this? How do you think Kate should have reacted in the circumstances? Is 18 too young to have Botox? Why don't you leave a comment on our Facebook page and like us while you're there? Columnist and social commentator Kerry Sackville and ABC presenter in Alice Springs, Rowan Barwick, are here to inject, notice how I use that word, here to inject their personal wisdom into this. Hello, you two.
Oh, how I love a pun.
Hopefully it's not a painful injection.
Oh, welcome to the land of dad jokes. Here I am. Hey, look, Kerry, I'm going to start with you because I'm suspecting that neither Rowan or I have direct experience of Botox. Am I correct, Rowan?
Well, I do have silky smooth skin, but no.
Yes, I also have lovely skin and don't need it.
Apparently, it's getting quite popular amongst men, actually.
Okay. Well, Kerry, you've actually had it done, right?
I have. And funnily enough, I had it done yesterday, but for a different reason than cosmetic, though I have had cosmetic Botox as well. I had it injected into my jaw to try and stop a clicky jaw, and it's been an epic failure, which is a good message that Botox doesn't always work.
So that was for medical reasons,
that
right?
was for medical reasons, but I have had it injected into, particularly between my eyes, because I had quite a deep wrinkle there. I started in my mid-40s and the wrinkle has gone, but at 18, I didn't have wrinkles, so...
Well, that's the point, though. The daughter is saying, if I do it now, I won't have wrinkles in the future. I don't know if that's scientifically based.
Well, we don't know anything about Botox in the long term yet, because Botox for cosmetic purposes has only been around, I think, for about 15 years.
Right.
And so, the people who started 15 years ago, which I'm still a relative newbie to it, but the people who started 15 years ago were the first ones... who are, I guess, the great experiment, and no one knows what it does to an 18-year-old. So for one thing, it's a big, it's a bit of a medical mystery, and there's no actual conclusive proof that starting at 18 having Botox for the next, 50 years is going to be harmless.
And for you, it worked?
Oh, yeah. For me, it worked a treat. It's awesome. I mean, seriously, I would like, obviously, I have feelings about cosmetic procedures, and this is not a free-for-all, and I certainly don't advocate just going full bore and having the facelifts and the boobs and the fillers, but to not have that wrinkle between my eyes is amazing. And sometimes when I get really cross and I try and frown at the kids, it's just...
Yeah, tell me what that feels like. Is it a dead spot in your body?
Yes, it's a complete dead spot. And you're trying really hard to move these muscles, which is, trying to make that kind of squinty sort of movement and push your eyebrows out. You just can't. And it's very, very odd at first.
And doesn't it wear off?
Yeah, it wears off and you get it topped up. I mean,
so you've had it topped up a number of times then, Kerry?
I have. Not as regularly as I think a lot of people do. And I certainly haven't had the wrinkles around my eyes touched. I can still move my forehead, because I quite like having movement in my face.
Yeah. Yes, I quite like it too. I find that it helps convey emotion when you talk to people.
Exactly.
Call me crazy and old fashioned.
That's right.
But look, let's get back to Kate's dilemma, because she was clearly, from the letter she wrote in, quite horrified that an 18-year-old would take this as a first choice for an 18th birthday present. But she didn't say anything at the time. Rowan, from your perspective, did she take the right course?
Yeah, well, look, I think there's a couple of layers here, isn't there? There's the idea of, well, is it right for an 18-year-old to have Botox, and what does that say about where we're at, I think, as a society, and for a young person of her age to be thinking about wrinkles and the future and all that sort of gear and, you know, conceivably going to be injecting yourself, then I think that's a bit of a worry. But the other element here, of course, is the friendship and whether the friend steps in and says something. My feeling on this would be, I think if she says something at this lunch when they're all together, it's going to go down like a lead balloon. I think that the 18-year-old is so excited about her upcoming birthday. They're talking about the present. That is the wrong social engagement. That's the wrong time to say something. But if she's close to this girl's mother, I think it would be appropriate at a later point to say, maybe I know that you're supportive of this, but these are my feelings about it. I'm a bit worried that she's so young and I care for you both and I just want to make sure this is the right thing for her and all that sort of line of conversation. But I think steer clear of when it's the birthday lunch. She could probably just smile and nod along and carry on. But later
and
on,
break into a light sweat.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Whatever. Unless she's had Botox under her arms.
That's right. Whatever you do,
in which
don't
case
frown.
She won't. No, if you've had Botox under your arms, apparently you don't sweat. So, you know,
that sounds unhealthy.
Yeah, it does a bit, doesn't it?
Well, it's okay, though, because no one can see under your arms because you can't lift them anymore.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it works like that.
No, I know. Look, Kerry, you've got daughters.
I do.
I know you have younger children, but Kerry's kind of in that ballpark window with of daughters, as I do. Yeah. Have you discussed this kind of cosmetic enhancement with them?
All the time. I discuss these kind of things all the time. My poor kids, I'm constantly kind of lecturing them about, you know, beauty myths and beauty.
And you've written about it as well.
I've written about everything. you know, got to find topics to write about. But there are a couple of things here. I mean, I disagree slightly with Rowan in that I don't know if telling the mother how you feel is necessarily the way to go, and that's not necessarily what I do with my daughters either. So I've got an 11-year-old and an 18-year-old. What I tend to do is approach these things by asking questions.
Yep.
And I think that helps to get people to think about things in a more open-minded way than telling them what you think or what they should think. So, for example, when I talk to my girls about beauty, and when I talk to my girls about the things they see on Instagram, I'm like, I say things like, why do you think women are encouraged to wear so much makeup? Who is benefiting from this? Why do you think women are encouraged to have Botox? Why do you think it's so taboo for women to have wrinkles? Do the same standards exist for men, for
example?
And
they say, but mum, you have Botox every few months injected between your eyebrows.
Yeah.
And
I'm very honest about that, but I also say to them, I started when I was in my, I think, early to mid 40s, when I had a very pronounced wrinkle, and I said that, and I talked to them about it, and I say that the risk that you run with things like this is that you get on the on the slippery slope of just having more and more and more, and we can all look in the mirror and see flaws constantly. So it's like makeup, you know. I think it's okay to wear a little bit of makeup. Some people wear a lot of makeup, but you have to acknowledge at some point that you are still going to have flaws, and how far are you going to go in trying to get rid of these flaws?
Right.
It's like hair removal. You know, I shave my legs. I'm not going to start removing hair from my arms and you know, every bit of fluff on my face and the rest of my body. But this is the kind of questions that women have to ask themselves and challenge themselves about all the time. How far are you prepared to go?
And Kerry, don't you reckon it's just going to become harder and harder? I mean, our kids are sort of pre-social media age, but I think once, and it sounds like your girls are into it, so once they're seeing all these images and these people that they know who are looking absolutely picture perfect in all of these shots.
And Instagram feeds.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. And so many of these shots are edited and airbrushed to, you know, within an inch of their lives. But, I mean, how do you compete or how do you keep up if this is the standard that sort of all your peers are engaged in and are broadcasting
Rowan,
to the
Rowan,
world?
I might leave that dangling as a rhetorical question because it's actually a really wide discussion. But just back to, because we have to sort of wind this up in a moment, I just wanted to come back to Kate's dilemma. Should she have said something? Does she have a right to say something? Because even on Facebook, there's polarised opinions aplenty. And one of them, and it might be a fair point, is this girl is about to turn 18. She's a woman. It's her own right to choose what she does with her own body.
Yeah. Yeah. You go, Kerry.
Kerry?
Hey, look, I've got an 18-year-old. I've also got a 20-year-old and an 11-year-old. And I can tell you that my 18-year-old did not become an adult on May 15th when she technically became an adult. She didn't magically become super mature and be able to, you know, decide every detail of her life without any sort of advice or intervention.
Of course, but in the eyes of the law, she's 18 and therefore an adult.
So of course, technically, of course she can. She can go and you know, go and fight in Afghanistan if she chooses to. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily the smart thing to do. And I think as adults and as people who love those young people, it's our job to try and help them to question the society and the culture that they live in. So I think that the job of her mother and the job of the friend of the mother, Kate, is to actually help her to understand and deconstruct the pressures that are on her to want to get Botox at 18.
And maybe expand her options. Rowan, what do you think?
Yeah, look, I think that is probably a good path to follow there and to just question, as we were talking about, that Instagram and the social media society and why these pressures are on young women especially to look like this. I am thinking from my own daughter's perspective, and I think if one of them said, you know, when she's getting into her late teens or 18 that this is what she wants to do, I would likewise ask those questions. I think that's a great idea, Kerry, to really put it back on the child themselves and to say, well, why are you doing this and what's the reason? Look, I would respect if that's really what they want to go through with, but I wouldn't necessarily think it's something that I would actively support. So I don't think I would pay for it. I said, if you want to do that, you can get a job, you can contribute to it. Yeah.
It's been great to talk. Hopefully this has given some insights to Kate. It certainly has to me. Kerry Sackville, thank you very much.
Oh, look, I'm smiling, and even if I was frowning, you wouldn't be able to tell.
I wouldn't be able to tell. And Rowan Barwick, ABC presenter in Alice Springs. We'll talk to you soon, Rowan. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
And people on text are also saying, don't forget that Botox is not just cosmetic. It can be a medical treatment, as Kerry did outline as well. Erica Voles?
Lots of comments. Kelly writes, depends on the type of friend, and it depends on if her mother is also using Botox. I would definitely 100% never give it as a gift. I would say how beautiful she is without Botox and make her some lip balm with beeswax and essential oils. However, I know what it is like being 18, and unfortunately this has become normal. It's up to us as a community to show our children and young adults that natural is beautiful. Owen writes, ask both if they understand the consequences. And Jan says, unless they ask for your opinion, keep it to yourself. Look, still some comments coming through about 5G and health and radiation. Concerns about mobile coverage in regional areas.
Yes.
Alan writes, I live an hour from Adelaide CBD and I can't get 4G. Why would I care about 5G? Still plenty of comments.
Because you cannot receive 5G at a greater rate than you cannot receive 4G, Alan.
Yep.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Absolutely brilliant.
Kay writes, my comment would be, I'm not comfortable helping you deliberately disfigure your lovely face. Eves writes, we have certainly come a long ways since mothers would reprimand daughters for looking in a mirror for any longer than it took to straighten their part. Any more was vanity with a big V. Brushing could be done without looking. Diane says, let it slide. It's not your body or your business. Julie writes what many of us are thinking. At 18, I can't believe she will have any wrinkles to Botox. I would likely act really surprised, stating her skin is beautiful and I can't see Botox making it any better. If she plans to Botox an area with no problems, then she should have pre-treatment counselling. But Julie adds this qualification. However, if she does have a problem, then this may be a good treatment.
Thank you, Erica Voles, who is part, of course, of the Life Matters team every week that make this program possible. Also, big thanks to Joanna Crothers, Beck Zajac, Tracy Tromf, Kathy Pryor and Areej Noor. The executive producer is Michelle Weeks. I'm Michael McKenzie. I'll talk to you soon.